Hey, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, good morning. Monday, we here, man. We are here. Laura, how you feeling? Sun look great right now. It looks great outside.
I'm good. Today's a high of 75 degrees. It's going to be beautiful.
Listen, yesterday was nice. Today going to be nicer. Saturday was magnifique.
Yeah.
Yo, how was your weekend, Laura? Did you get outside?
I did. I took the baby out. We were out downtown. Just, you know, we went out for a walk. Enjoyed the beautiful weather, ate outside. It was a good time.
It was litty.
Yeah, it was
outside.
Nice.
I was outside all day Saturday suffering. Allergy smacking me, but I was toughing it out.
Man, I know. Everybody who has allergies, everyone's going through it right now.
Catching it.
What? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we hit that 60 miles. Shout to the Major Taylor, Iron Riders. We hit 60 miles yesterday on the bikes.
And, 60 miles.
Yeah. And we was getting it in. And I had to, you know, once you start all that breathing, all that pollen in, I came home, put that neti pot to the face, flushed that out. You know what else I've been using this year that I normally don't is those allergy eye drops. Because I read and finally got an understanding after 46 years on planet Earth that like your eyes get irritated, and you know the redness in your eyes is the blood vessels like swollen. So they have the eye drops basically constrict those blood vessels and the inflammation in those blood vessels to give you clear eyes. So you know, your eyes produce a mucus too. So I was like, oh, so when your eyes get irritated, that starts your nose running too. So the whole system is agitated. So you got to fix the eyes and the nose. Because sometimes the allergy medicine ain't necessarily getting to that.
Right.
And that'd be my problem. And every allergy medicine I've ever tried failed. Zyrtec's been the best.
Yeah, that's what I take too.
But then I read Zyrtec be messing up your liver or something going on.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It's always something.
It's always, well, with any pill, you messing with your liver.
Right.
Period. Because it's going through your system. I only take Zyrtec for the month. What I take it? No, 2 months out of the year. But, yeah, man. It's tough outside, man. I saw a jogger get hit by a car yesterday.
Oh, my God, Ebro.
Yeah.
People outside, man.
We people outside. I'm sitting in the car, me and my lady, in Manhattan. And you know how, like, you know, the light's green, but, you know, the cars are backed up through the intersection. So I'm sitting at the crosswalk, and there's cars in front of me going through the intersection. But on my right side, because we're on 23rd Street, on my right side is that, like, bus-only lane. This car comes zipping through that lane to, like, get around everybody that's stuck. And a jogger decides he wants to run through his red light from the other, I think, Madison Avenue. A jogger decides he wants to run through the red. The car doesn't see the jogger. But the car's in the bus only lane. And the jogger jumps out running, comes out from behind one of the cars that's at a dead stop, and the car clips the jogger. Luckily, the car only like swiped the jogger. It didn't hit him head on. It only caught him on like the left front fender. But they came to a stop, jogger laying in the street. He wasn't bleeding or nothing, luckily. But he got smacked. Stay out of the bus only lanes trying to pass everybody. And if you're jogging in the city, don't jog through red lights. That's not smart. It was bad on both of these parts, though.
That sounds terrible.
Nah, it was traumatic. Call right now, 800-223-9797. If you want to get down with Lord Never Loses.
Zine.
Yo, you got some J. Cole for me?
You want some J. Kiss?
Yo, Let's go.
Yo, play that J. Cole, My Life, man.
Let's go.
J. Cole, man, listen. I'm going to give myself a congratulations. I played myself today because I did something I never do.
Uh-oh.
I went against my own rules in life. But it had to happen. Hit that My Life, bro. J. Cole. 21 Savage, Murray. Shout to Styles P and Pharrell Monch with the original. Y'all know this hook. They flipped it though, nice. We're going to be talking about this J. Cole album. On one song on the album, he says him and Diddy got into a fight. We're going to play that later on too.
Who got in the fight?
Exactly, you heard me.
Come on, Shawnee.
My Lord.
Exactly, that's what J. Cole said in the song. That kid Murray going somewhere. He got that CeeLo sauce. That's a rare sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
That vocal sauce right there, that's a CeeLo, that CeeLo gospel sauce.
Yeah, I thought that was Pharrell Monch re-singing it.
Nah, that's Murray.
Murray.
The kid got it. That's a fire too, bro. Watch for it. On the line right now, shenanigan time.
Yeah, we got Christine.
Christine and Z. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are blessed today. How are you? How was your weekend?
It was really nice. I really enjoyed the weather.
There you go. Where are you headed this morning to get money, Christine?
I am a teacher, so I'm going to school.
Which one?
It's a private school. I prefer not to say.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Working with them rich kids over there.
Oh, yes.
Now, are you teaching little ones or like middle school?
Middle school.
Oh, man. Disasters, right? Just emotions. Right.
Well, hormones. I would say that sixth grade is right before everything starts dropping off. It's a hidden gem, I say.
Yo, Z, what you doing today?
What's up, man? I'm an exec technician. I'm on my way to Delphi University to check out the system.
Okay. All right. HVAC. Shout out to the HVAC guys, about to be in serious demand. I mean, I know you guys been cleaning systems courtesy of COVID. They got the whole HVAC sterilization. But now with people starting to use this AC, they say it's supposed to be a hot summer.
Very hot, man.
Every year, it's a little bit hotter and hotter. They say this one's going to be a dry one. That's the prediction. Christine, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles?
Of course I want Laura.
Oh, wow. Yo, your tone right here, young lady, is out of hand.
Let's go, mama. Let's do this. We're playing for shout-outs. That's it.
Yo,
that's all we got.
Yo, the way she disrespected me, it's getting crazy out here. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura and I'm a loser.
Here we go.
Okay, who is set to receive Artist of the Decade? Ebro.
That would be Drake at the Billboard.
Drake, Billboard, all correct. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Oh, the painter of the Mona Lisa would be Picasso.
Incorrect.
No, Da Vinci.
I mean, Da Vinci. Oh, that's right.
The universe corrects it. Who helped contribute an almost 5,000% increase? Laura. Mm-hmm.
Of Pink Crocs. Nicki Minaj.
Minaj is correct. Which South American country is named after Vince Italy?
Ebro.
What?
Venice, I'm going to go with Brazil.
Incorrect. Venice, Italy.
Repeat the question. Venice, Italy?
Yes.
Which South American country? Venezuela?
Venezuela is correct.
Yeah.
Who gave Kobe Bryant's acceptance speech? Ebro.
Vanessa Bryant.
That is correct. Laura Wills.
Laura Wills.
Wow. Are we sure?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I win? Okay.
You got three. Ebro got two.
Okay. How was I? Wait.
You won. Christine.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
Running the shout-outs.
Go ahead, Christine. It's all yours.
All right, so all of my friends are suits, so I'm not shouting out to them. So shout out to all other teachers and healthcare professionals, and also my friends who started a business, Jack and Nicole. Their business is Lit Candles NJ. You can find them on Instagram. They have the most delicious smelling candles.
So oh, nice. Lit Candles NJ. Nice. Well, thank you so much for tuning in.
Yo, I love,
I love all
the people out here with their little side businesses. Well, let me not say little, because it might be, you might be caking off out here, but nonetheless, it's amazing. Congratulations.
I know. I'm gonna order some candles.
Very dope.
Yes, please do. Find them on Instagram.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles Z. We love you too, man. Keep fixing up those HVACs. On the way, what you got, Laura?
Coming up in a flashing lights report. Speaking of J. Cole, guys, you know, we're going to talk about he's really living his dream. I'll let you know about his first professional basketball game that went down over the weekend. Coming up, flashing lights.
I want to talk about that Diddy fight.
We can talk about all that.
I forgot all about it. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, let's go, flashing lights time. Good morning.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
J. Cole is having an amazing last couple of days, dropped his new album, and, you know, we saw all over social media that he was off to play professional basketball in Rwanda. So his team, the Patriots, actually played over the weekend, and there was clips all over social media. I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch it, of him, you know, playing, of him playing in action.
Yeah, I saw his layup.
Yeah, and his team ended up winning. And at the end, he only had like 3 points, but
he only played
so
like 14 minutes, though.
Yeah, and look, he's putting butts in the seats. People are coming to see him. You know what I mean? I think that's dope.
And he's putting the African Basketball League, or the NBA Africa,
on the map.
On the map. People was tuned in. That's good, man. Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Africa. Yeah,
it's only right, man.
He made his free throw shots, you know.
The descendants of Africa made the NBA matter.
That's right.
And so now it's time to give back.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool gesture, and he loves the game, so it's pretty dope all around.
Yeah. Another J. Cole conversation was, you know, the whole J. Cole Diddy scuffle. You know, he mentioned it.
I forgot about that.
And then people, because Ebro earlier was like, wait, I thought it was Diddy and Drake. I'm like, no, Ebro, it happened. This happened between Cole and Diddy a long time ago. Now, GQ put out an article, because honestly, it happened so long ago. I was like, I know something happened, but I didn't really remember. But they basically break down what happened, and it happened at the MTV VMA's after party. Now, according to GQ, they're saying that, you know, they were all hanging out together, and this is when Kendrick Lamar, who had just dropped his Control verse, you know, listen, this is all rumors, and that's what people have been saying, that at one point, Diddy wanted to pour a drink on Kendrick Lamar, and that J. Cole, like, interfered, and it ended up them getting into a little something. I don't know. People are saying, you know, it's true, not true. Who knows?
Yo, Shawnee, which J. Cole record you have in there ready to play?
Whatever you
got,
want.
You got Pride is the... Or you got Let Go My Hand?
I think Pride is the Devil's the one.
Well, I was just going to play Let Go My Hand because that's where talks about it.
Yeah, and Diddy's on that record.
Diddy's on Let Go My Hand?
At the end, Puff talks.
Yeah, that's right.
This is Let Go My Hand.
Yep. Yeah. Joint fire.
We got Pride, too.
Pride is a double play later on. That joint's fire. My Life is fire. 95 South is fire. Punching the Clock is fire. Applying Pressure is fire.
The whole thing.
Close is fire. Yo,
it
man.
It might be his best.
Sometimes I question whether this matters.
What's your flashing lights report?
Yo, Ebro Law Rosenberg, fam. It's Monday. I'm still sniffling, so you know everything's... The way it's... Everything's in order when Ebro's allergies is acting up crazy.
That means the weather's beautiful.
That means the weather's beautiful and the universe is in order.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You and so many others.
But you got to know this right now. Ease into the back outside thing. Everybody's clamoring back outside. I seen a jogger running through the intersection the other day. Just yesterday, I'm in Manhattan. Stuck at a light. Green, I'm stuck at a green, but the cars are just on 23rd backed up. He decides he wants to run through the intersection from his side, which the light was red on his side.
Jogger.
But he wants to jog between the cars, and here comes a car darting on my right side in the bus only section.
Jaywalking, cutting through the don't walk.
Cutting through the intersection where everybody stopped, and a car dashing down the bus only side on 23rd.
Rocked him.
Hit the jogger.
Up in the air.
What, you saw it?
Saw it. Right there in front of me.
It's
me
a
and
bird.
My girl sitting in the car.
It's a plane.
That's horrible.
No, it's a jogger on the ground.
My.
So they were both in the wrong because the car shouldn't have been driving through the bus only lane, speeding. The car was definitely doing 30 in the bus only lane.
Trying to get around the traffic.
Trying to go around everybody that was stuck in the line. But you know how people jump in the bus only lane.
Yep.
So for the driver who jumped in the bus only lane and was trying to dart through the intersection, you get the button. And for the jogger running between cars on a red light, both of y'all get the button. And it sounds like
congratulations, this. You played yourself.
I'm assuming he didn't die.
Nah, he was laying on the ground. I didn't even see butt. Playing yourself. His legs weren't even twisted up. He stood up for a second and then decided to lay back down.
So he was
the
like,
jogger ooh. Stood up, adrenaline going, and then you could see him go, oh, nah, hold up.
Oh, I just got hit by a car.
Hold up. I'm going to lay here for a second.
He was like, ooh, I got a button for you, babe.
Yo, because I saw the jogger coming. I was like, oh, he's just going to cut through the cars. And then I looked to my right in my side view mirror, and I was like, yo, there's a car coming. But it's all happening so fast. You know, I'm the fifth car back, but I'm watching it happen. Oh, I'm like, oh. Damn. I'm like, yo. He's about to, oh.
So you couldn't even walk. You couldn't yell. You couldn't do
nothing.
Anything.
I couldn't roll the window down fast enough.
It's like watching a movie from your couch. Yeah. Like, don't go in there. Don't go in there.
Yeah, with all of those vibes. Yo, man. But I say all that to say that, for me, it was like, yo, it's a day everybody's outside. There was a lot of traffic. And people just, you know, it feels like people are so excited to be outside that they're just not, you know, they're taking things lightly. Please don't, is the moral of the story. And also, please don't do what I did, which is declare an album, a classic album, 12 hours after it comes out.
Hit congratulations, me. You played yourself.
This flies in the face of everything that I believe in. But I was so emotionally tied to this J. Cole album, maybe because I just been starved for great hip-hop albums. J. Cole's The Offseason is phenomenal. And for J. Cole, this is four great albums in a row. But I tweeted, yo.
Early.
This album, this is four classics in a row. J. Cole is in rare air.
This is Friday morning, by the way. This is not like...
How many times have you listened to the album at this point?
Oh, I'd already gone through it 3-4 times, by the way.
Classic.
Yeah, I'm into it. And you know what? If you don't believe me right now, oh, well, you'll see. I can predict the future. I'm me. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Congratulations. Congratulating you yourself, played yourself.
And then double down at the same time.
Because I put myself in a corner and I had to fight back.
Against yourself.
You got to double down.
Exactly. Laura, what you got today?
I read this article about this woman in California who bought a lottery ticket, and she claimed she actually bought the winning ticket for a total of $26 million. The problem is she accidentally left it in a pants pocket and did some laundry and accidentally destroyed it.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So how are we supposed to believe you really had the ticket, and why is this a news story?
That's the thing. That according to the, you know, the news reports are saying like that the AMPM where she bought it, they were like even offering to, you know, give up the surveillance video that she actually bought the ticket. They were trying everything, guys. But guess what? They were like, nope, no ticket, no millions.
No.
The only good part about the story is that in this particular lottery, if you don't claim your winnings, that they donate them to the school system. So at least it's going to a good cause.
Oh, man.
That'll make
29
you
million
way
to
better.
The California school system. They'll take it.
I mean,
that little drop in the bucket.
That's it.
I mean, it's something.
Imagine being that person. Oh, my God.
And imagine the friend like Laura who goes up to them and goes, but at least you're helping the school system.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Rosalba, what you got on yours today?
Well, I may have told you guys all this at some point before. I am notoriously anti-boutique hotel. Put me in a Marriott, a JW Marriott, a Hyatt Regency, just like a big, regular, you know, pretty nice hotel. I'm happy, I'm comfortable. For some reason, I decided that on Friday night when I was in Miami, I should go check out Pharrell and Dave Grubman's new hotel, the Good Time Hotel in Miami.
We told you the rooms would be small.
Oh, yeah, and I knew that. Oh, and they were small. But shout out to the Good Time Hotel. The beautiful place.
Super cute, right?
Beautiful people.
And that's a
by that I mean hot chicks everywhere. Mm. Delicious food.
I love it.
And Friday night, I finish the K show and I go to the restaurant, get a table for one, sit in the restaurant by myself, listening to J. Cole on my AirPods, eating a delightful dinner.
That J. Cole classic?
That classic. And I was like, yo, this meal better be as classic as this album. And then it was like, 8:45, and I was like, all right, well, time to go upstairs and go to bed. And I thought, why did I do this? I'm not going to talk to these hot women. The next day when there was a brunch party with Steve Aoki, I'm not going to go to a pool party with scantily clad girls. I'm a old-ass man.
What? Where are you going with this?
Congratulations. What was I thinking? Listen, it's a beautiful hotel. I recommend anyone who's fun and beautiful go. I'm not fun or beautiful. What was I doing?
Congratulations.
Give me yourself.
You were supporting our friend Pharrell, who clearly doesn't need your support.
So you were sitting at the hotel just upset?
No, I wasn't upset. I was just sitting in my room watching wrestling documentaries. Why did I have to go to the awesome Good Time Hotel to watch wrestling in my room?
Loser.
Congratulations. Loser. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, how you playing yourself? You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. I don't play. Yo, in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, that Nicki Drake, Lil Wayne, though. That thing is something special. I don't know if everybody been rocking those Nicki records over the weekend. And then she did that. People ain't really been paying attention to that Crocodile Teeth remix either. Skilly Bang, Nicki Minaj. If you know what's going on in Jamaica, that kid Skilly Bang's blowing up. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. You got Seeing Green? They all get busy on this record.
I'm smelling some ranchero.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Monday. Sunshine. Hopefully it's sunshiny where you are. Thanks to all the new listeners listening nationwide. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, Cast One. Ladies and gentlemen, curved. It's a good time for the whole family, but not for the people on the phone, man. People get ghosted, they get curved. This is when dates don't work out, relationships don't work out, and one person is not communicating. The other person calls us, and then we try to track down the other person to figure out what happened. Lexi.
Hey.
Hey, Lexi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You don't sound happy.
I've been happier.
Okay. Well, let's see here.
So what happened?
Lexi got curbed by Tony.
Okay.
They went out on a few dates. All of them went well. They spoke and texted a few weeks ago, but he fell off.
Heard this story before. This is the theme of Curved.
That's it. Anything else, Lexi?
I can't think of a reason why he wouldn't be calling back. I'm so confused.
So you guys went on more than two dates?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe it's because you're so engaging. You're just so, you're locked in. Your personality is just shining through.
Sparkling all over the place.
Lexi?
Well, I mean, if my personality was shining through so much, he wouldn't be able to stop from calling me, you know?
We were being sarcastic because you have no personality.
Yo!
Very funny.
Sorry, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing. All right, there we go.
Don't you laugh.
There
okay,
you go.
Personality.
A little chuckle.
All right, let's call Tony. Hang on. Oh, boy. All right, Lexi. Tony agreed to come on the show but doesn't know you're on the phone, okay? Chime in whenever you feel. Hello.
Hey.
Tony, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
Good. It's Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, and Rosenberg. How are you today?
Dude, I'm doing all right, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, man. Thanks for coming on the show to talk about your dates with Lexi. She reached out to us, is wondering why she hasn't heard from you again.
I don't know, man. Like, we had a couple of good days. I don't want this to sound stupid, but we had this conversation the other day where she told me that her favorite TV show of all time was Love and Hip Hop. Dude, it bugged the shit out of me, man. I'm sorry. Does that sound like petty or whatever?
Yes, it's petty or whatever.
But we also understand.
We're in the golden age. There's like the best TV of all times on right now, right?
This is incredible.
I don't know why, man. I don't know why it rubbed me the wrong way. Like, I hate when, like, these people are famous for being famous that are on those kind of shows. You know what I'm talking
He's
about?
Pissed.
He's yeah, really upset.
Your old man Tony is not having it.
He's not having it.
You're a TV snob. It's okay. I get it.
Felt stupid a little bit, but I kind of said something about her personality a little bit when she's, like, into these, like, this drama nonsense of, like, love and hip-hop and fake reality. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. It bothered me.
All right. Well, I appreciate your honesty, man. Salute to you. I mean, you probably could have told her.
I know. I probably should have, but that's a tough conversation to have.
Let's be honest. It made you think she's, like, maybe a little stupid. That's kind of what you thought.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, Lexi, so how do you feel about it?
Lexi, he calls you stupid.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? I walked him right into it. He just took the bait. What do you think?
Oh, tell me she's listening right now.
Yeah, hey.
Okay, hold on. I didn't mean stupid. I'm sorry. That's not right. Don't.
Well, you're the one who said it, not me. So
actually, no, Rosemary, you said
no,
it.
No, you are the one who said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, it's
no,
a good I point. I you know what? You're right. I did say it, but you agreed.
Yeah. And what's wrong with Love and Hip Hop? That's a good show.
Well, see, here's the deal, Lexi.
Lexi, which season's
popular,
your favorite?
Don't confuse popular and good.
What's your favorite Love and Hip Hop, Lexi?
Probably season 4.
She's got a season.
She even knows the season. Okay.
Which city was that?
What city?
I don't remember the city, but it was just really good. A lot of good action. A lot of good action.
Okay. Love the action.
It's just fun to watch that and just live, you know, be vicarious off of that drama that you don't have in your life.
Right. I don't want drama in my life, though. That's the thing is, like, they make up fake drama.
I don't have drama in my life. The only drama I have in my life is Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, it just feels so fake to me, and they're like trying to get people excited for drama. Like, I don't want drama. Why do you want drama in your life? Like, the world, why do we want more drama?
They already said you're a snob. I get it. I see how it is. I see you really are only
I'm sorry. I feel dumb
CBS
now.
Look, I'll be honest. I'm gonna help you guys out here. Lexi, would you go on another date with Tony?
I mean, now that he thinks I'm stupid.
Wait, Tony, would you get over your pettiness and shallowness and maybe find some other things about Lexi? Because you said you guys have fun. Okay, so you don't agree on TV shows. You know how many couples don't agree on TV shows?
That's okay.
Yeah, no, I would. You're right. Yeah. I mean,
it's a little shallow to base liking to hang out with somebody strictly on TV shows. I get it, to be honest, completely. But it's very shallow and petty.
No, you're right. I would be on it for sure. Yeah.
See, Tony's a nice guy.
Maybe you guys should just try it again.
Lexi?
I'm down. I'm down.
You down?
I'll admit when I'm wrong. Like, I was a little bit of a...
See? Lexi, that's more valuable, somebody admitting that they're wrong, than him actually calling you stupid.
Yeah, that is true. It's always...
And I didn't mean stupid. That was dumb.
Now, Tony, you may run into another problem later on that's beyond the TV shows, is Lexi is f***ing boring.
But
if you guys work, if it works for you, if you like it, we love it, man.
No, man, she's not boring. We did have fun. We had some good times going out and everything.
Yo, I like Tony, man.
All right, you know what? Go on another date, man.
Lexi, I'm going to call you Tylenol PM. You're putting me to sleep.
Try again.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
I was telling Rosenberg about Warrior on HBO Max. I'm telling y'all, I think I might have witnessed a fight scene that rivaled Battle of the Bastards.
That's a major claim to make. That's a major claim to make.
It is complete bedlam. Chaos fight scene. And in Warrior, and I can tell you guys this without anybody who's out there hasn't watched Warrior. Basically, some things happen in San Francisco in the town. And, you know, there's a lot of anti-Asian sentiment in San Francisco. Anti-Chinese specifically. And the Irish want the jobs, but they're giving the Chinese workers the work. Anyway, the Irish that want to work, they get pissed off, fed up at a certain point, and they just decide they want to storm into Chinatown and just start wrecking people. I mean, it is wrecking businesses, beating women and children, like these Irishmen.
Is this based on a real event?
I don't know if this is a real event. No, I don't know. But it's based around the story of San Francisco in the late 1800s. But anyway, at a certain point, the Asian gangs decide, alright, gotta do what we gotta do. And let me tell you, the Asian gangs come together, different type of chaos ensues, my guy.
Battle of the Bastards of Jays?
It is different type, bro. Now, you know, the show Warriors is based on a sketch that Bruce Lee had done before he passed. So this was a Bruce Lee idea, this TV show. Mm. And his family, like, I guess, turned it over to some people, and they finally got it turned into a show. But anyway, there's two seasons that you can watch on HBO Max. It was on Cinemax when they first started it, but HBO just said they're going to bring it back for a third season. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, bro, if you like martial arts mixed, I mean, it was, they get busy. Busy.
Busy.
Busy.
I need to watch the show. Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know, and it's not a hard watch either. It's not like super complicated. You know how Game of Thrones, you're like, who's this person? What's their name? Where are they from? Like, what's going on? Like, nah, it's more direct and to the point. But anyway, the fight scene the other night, I was like, yeah, woo.
When you stumble into a random fight scene like that, it is great watching if it's done well.
Well, and this has the gore element too. Wigs getting split, throats getting cut. You know. The whole thing.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
And then it goes far because you got, like, these Irish dudes trying to, like, they show, like, Irish dudes, like, trying to drown Asian women, like, trying to, like, force their head in, like, buckets of water. Like, it's bad. It's one of those scenes where you're like, this is terrible. And they made it look terrible on purpose for the racial element of it all.
Mm. You're not even getting paid for this.
I'm just that.
You're into it.
I'm into it. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You can get into this.
DJ John.
Oh, he's back.
DJ John.
Baby.
DJ John.
No, you can't just say jizz on, man.
I feel some type of way.
Nah, you shouldn't, John. Cool, Shawnee should. Shawnee should feel some type of way for saying DJ Jizz on.
I mean, you know. Why? I don't want to do a whole day of it again, but that's DJ Jizz on. That's my man.
Why?
You listen,
yo, call right now. You could be smarter than both Shawnee and Juanito. Because Shawnee just doesn't know when to quit.
He could be Wiz on.
John, let's celebrate you today. You're
now, I don't think you want to get whizzed on either.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Your Knicks beat my Celtics yesterday to lock up home court for the first round of the playoffs.
Let's go, Knicks!
My lord.
You gotta be feeling it, bruh.
Hard work, baby. Those guys put in that hard work all year, was counted out all year, and they showed up every night. Well, whether
now,
they lost
now,
or win.
You gotta clarify. Knicks fans, don't do that. Don't do the whole, the Knicks were counted out all year. It's based on historic record. You should count them out.
Yeah, you would understand why people would count
about this year. I'm not talking about what happened in the past. Because those guys are not playing now.
Usually,
I'm about these guys.
Usually, you look at the past when you're making a prediction on the present. Usually.
To assess all
things. And you're basing this on the past, so you're thinking about the past.
Well, no, I'm just saying that anybody that doubted the Knicks, to your statement, they doubted us. Well, yeah, because every year you let people down.
How about this? Vegas had the Knicks. The win total for the Knicks, Vegas had it at 22. The Knicks won 41.
Exactly.
That's crazy. I've never heard of Vegas getting it wrong like that. Shouts to Tibbs.
Yo, Tibbs, Thibodeau. And look, I root for the Knicks solely because I love New Yorkers and Knicks fans. I have friends that are Knicks fans, and I really felt bad for you. Like, and I'm glad that the Knicks got a great season that people could celebrate. Like, that's really cool.
John, when's the first playoff game?
I think this Saturday.
Well, Ebro's got one sooner than that. You know what I mean? Because his Lakers got to play in the play-in game against Golden State.
Woo!
Oh,
talk about must-see TV.
May not make it. If If your man Steph Curry shows up and drops 50 threes in the first half, it's over.
Now, remember, ouch, though, Ebro, the one thing you have working for you is that it's a double elimination because you're in the better half of the play-in.
Yeah, we might get a second look.
You get a second look. So you play Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, ESPN, Warriors, Lakers. And if you lose that, then you play another one. And if you lose that, then you're out. But I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to be great TV, though.
Yo.
NBA playoffs is phenomenal. Play-in is going to add a different type of pressure, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of... I'm excited about this play-in. I really am. So at the whole end of the week, it starts Tuesday, actually. From Tuesday on, Tuesday it's Wizards, Celtics, Hornets, Pacers, and then it continues on the play-ins all week. So it should be fun. And then you got the Knicks and the Nets both locked in, baby.
Yo, shout to the Nets. You know, Kyrie, what did he have? He had some crazy stat to close out the year that only like Larry Bird, Steph Curry, and...
Yeah, I just saw that headline right here.
Somebody else was in. It was like...
What club is this that he was in?
The 40-10-50 club or something like that?
Yeah, 50-40-90.
That's what it is.
Huh?
I don't even know what 50-40-90 is.
I think it's 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90% from free throw.
That sounds right. And he averaged 25 points.
Crazy.
Good for him, man.
Yo, them days off, paid off.
That's right.
Who we got on the line, Shawnee Culture?
We got Bree.
Juanito, you got gifts? You got prizes?
Hey, Bree.
Yes,
good morning,
I
guys.
Do.
Bree, good morning. John's got prizes for you.
Oh, listen, how nice of us kicking off your summer by hooking you up with an ultimate summer experience. No, this is not a prank. This is a real prize, guys. Carl and I will win a pair of tickets to Six Flags. Plus, everyone who wins will qualify for a barbecue experience prize pack, including a 200 gift card to buy your barbecue needs and a grill with all your barbecue accessories. For another way to win, hit up Hot97.com, made hot by Republic Records and Hot 97, baby.
So it's a barbecue kit, and you get a $200 gift card. John said all of that to say that.
Thanks.
Amazing. I need to come on my baby shower coming up.
There you go. Oh,
perfect.
Congratulations. Perfect. Is this your first? This your first?
Second baby.
Oh, congrats.
How's this experience
Thank
been,
you.
Mom? It's
amazing. Been... I love it.
There it is. That's beautiful.
A lot of time
all right, here
home.
We go. Answer. New mom, Laura. Mama Styles got a question for another mama.
All right, here you go. Okay, so the MTV Movie Awards went down over the weekend.
They did?
Can you tell us, what does MTV stand for?
Oh. Music Television.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, the MTV Movie Awards happened?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the MTV really? Movie and TV Awards.
It was so quiet for them. It was so quiet.
Yo, yeah. I did not hear. Yo, nothing.
Not even a sniff.
Did anybody else hear about this on the show?
No.
I heard about it, but only because I saw a commercial for it on TV.
Right.
I saw Miss Universe win. That's all I know.
What, John?
All right, DJ John. Focus. Here's your question. Okay, can you tell us who won the most awards last night at the MTV TV and Movie Awards?
Oh, The Weeknd.
What?
The correct answer is WandaVision.
Wanda, I love that show. It deserved all the awards.
Oh.
Wanda Sykes TV show, WandaVision.
Wanda Sykes.
Yo, we got a winner. What's her name again?
Bree.
Yeah.
Mama Bree, you're getting a barbecue kit courtesy of Republic Records and a $200 gift card so you can get all your barbecue needs. Hot 97 kicking off the summer, getting you laced up for the cookouts.
So it's like a barbecue kit.
Well, we invited
so.
To the barbecue.
Of course. I listen to you guys every morning. I really love y'all.
Aww, we love thanks, you Bri. Too, Bree.
We invited to the barbecue.
Who else you love, Bree? Who you want to shout out right now? It's on you.
Shout out to my mom. She's my rock. Shout out to my first baby. He's almost two. So I'm still technically a new mom. Shout out to my baby daddy and his other kids. It's his oldest birthday today. Okay. Shout out to all of them.
Shout out to everybody. It's beautiful. Love. Big family. That's love. Hang on, Bree. We need some info. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stabbs.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, I want to play you some clips of a really beautiful, touching speech by Vanessa Bryant for Kobe Bryant's tribute at his Hall of Fame induction. We'll talk about it coming up, Flashing Lights.
Hey, Cast One. 97 minutes, commercial free. Good Monday vibes. Easing into the week, man. We love y'all. Thanks for locking in. Did you guys know it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month?
Yes. Mm.
Did you know?
I did hear that.
Shout out to all of our Asian listeners locking in. All our Asian people worldwide. We thank you for the love. And, you know, look up some Asian American and Pacific Islander heritage while you're at it today. You know what I'm saying? Pay some respect. Shout out to Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Anderson
.Paak, that's true.
His mother, I believe, is Korean, right?
Yeah.
And Bruno Mars was born in Hawaii. So they both represent the you know, Asian American Pacific Islander right there, a little piece of trev. You know what I mean? A little factoid. Now let's get to Flashing Lights. Laura Stapp.
Laura Stapp's got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Lights. He said say good morning to everyone. You're on the radio right now. Say good morning.
Good morning.
You gotta say good morning, New York City.
Good morning, New York City.
How's the weather outside today?
It's good, really nice.
What should people wear if they're trying to put their wardrobe together? What works outside?
Well, what I'm wearing right now is like some biker shorts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds right.
I like a short sleeve with just bring a sweater just in case it gets a little bit colder.
Mm. Ooh, just in case, right?
I like that.
Because
thank
it
you.
It should be a little bit in the 50s or 60s today. Wow. Make sure you have a little backup.
Little backup plan. By the way, she does better weather than Ebro does.
That's right. That's what you want. You want your daughter, you want your kids to be better than you. You
know exactly.
Issa already does weather better than I do. Good job, Issa. I love you. Have a great day at school.
Alright.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Laura, I know that like whenever your friends' kids like grow up, it always feels very quick. But, like, isn't Issa, like, she's 6, but she literally does talk like a full-on adult.
Yeah, I have adult conversations with her. It's crazy.
It's different. She's different.
Yo, shout out to Issa.
Right. I don't even know what 50s and 60s mean now. Like, how she even break that down?
And then it's so thoughtful, like, just in case for backups.
Just
bring
in case.
Sweater.
Because this is supposed to be about 60. Yeah, man.
Bring a sweater, wrap it around your waist.
Listen, every day I wake up like, man, come on, I hope in the teenage years, you know what I'm saying, we can keep this going.
You know what I know.
Which part are you trying to keep going?
Nah, just her being an amazing person.
Right. You know, like, thoughtful and nice.
You know, because things could go bad. 12, 13, 14.
Listen,
man.
Ebro's knocking at the door. Shut up, Dad. Get out of here, Dad.
Yeah. You never know, man. It's critical time. Yo, that 13 to like 23, 25, that 10 years right there.
You can go left.
And you need Peter. He needs to be prepared because we all know that when Ebro feels challenged or threatened, he does not respond well. And she, at this point, of course, wouldn't do that. But when you get 12 or 13 and theirs gets to be a little bass in your voice, when she's like, hey, Dad, I was thinking, wait, hey, Dad, who are you talking to? And he can shut down everything.
Like, I've been like, see that attitude right there? You see what you're doing with that right there? I try to cut it off at the pass. You see right there? Hey, you breathing. You're taking in a lot of wind right now.
But, Shawnee, your daughter never talked crazy to you, right?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I'm a little fortunate that she's been smooth throughout. Never really anything crazy. So I feel like one of my sons is going to play me in a different kind of way. Because I'm not blessed with her, yo.
Yeah.
Straight up.
What are you going to do, Ebro? One day you walk in and Issa's like, I'm drinking a milkshake and having a cheeseburger and
I'm
what?
Like, cool. Yeah.
All right. He's going to go, all right, let's see how that works out for you.
He going to hit with the button?
No. But, you know, I will. You know me, I wait in the tall grass. So then she's going to be like, yo, I'm really trying to lose a lot of weight. Dad, I'm trying to pull it back together. I'll be like, yo, that milkshake and cheeseburger, you should have thought about it.
Remember that 3 years ago?
Remember 3 years ago you had one milkshake? Should have thought about
God.
It.
Does she eat any meat?
Yeah, she's chicken. Well, red meat, no.
Ready
she had some. She had some lamb. She told me about the other day that she said was amazing.
Tell you what, I had a piece of lamb kebab at that Good Time Hotel on Friday. It was a delight.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So listen, Vanessa Bryant. You know that woman is just to watch her up on stage. I just saw the beginning, guys, and I was my eyes were already misty. But you know, she had an incredible moment when she delivered a speech on behalf of Kobe Bryant for his tribute at the Hall of Fame induction. At one point, Michael Jordan, you know, basically brought her up, and he just here's a clip, man, of an emotional speech from the Hall of Fame induction over the weekend.
This is one of the many hard parts about not having him here. At the risk of leaving anyone out, I can only say thank you. To all those who helped him get here, you know who you are, and I thank you on his behalf. Usually people thank everyone that has helped them get here, but since I don't have Kobe's specific list, I want to thank my husband. He did the work. He broke those records, and he inspired people to be great. I want to thank him for somehow finding ways to dedicate time to not only being an incredible athlete, a visionary entrepreneur, and storyteller, but for also being an amazing family man. Congratulations, baby. All of your hard work and sacrifices paid off. You once told me, if you're going to bet on someone, bet on yourself. I'm glad you bet on yourself, you overachiever. You did it. You're in the Hall of Fame now. You're a true champ. You're not just an MVP. You're an all-time great. I'm so proud of you. I love you forever and always. Kobe Bean Bryant.
Woo!
I know.
It'll get you, boy.
It will get you. Rosenberg, it'll get you.
I stay forgetting Kobe passed.
Man.
Yo, that's the worst feeling when you forget somebody passed away.
Mm-hmm. Well, my dad and I talked about this the other day. Like, the fact that COVID happened a month and a half later, like, I don't know if people will ever again appreciate that when Kobe died, man, I told you all the time, my dad said the only thing he could compare it to attention-wise was when JFK was assassinated. Like, the world stopped when Kobe died.
Yeah.
And then a month later, the entire world flipped upside down. So it's almost hard to process it all. Because it happened, and then boom, COVID happened.
That's your flashing lights report, guys. The time is 8:05. Today is a high of 75 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Suspended. They're suspended. Sorry.
Good job, Laura.
Good cleanup, Laura.
Yo, that's the buzzer. Parking rules suspended. Got it.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Thank you. We locked in Monday vibes, easing into the week. Shawnee want to talk about people getting arrested courtesy of scamming PPP loans. And I'm like, Shawnee, we don't have any listeners that have been arrested for PPP loans.
I don't know about that. Because there's a lot of people out here that was suffering in 2020.
There was a lot of people who barely had a business and was talking about they need a PPP loan for their employees and their business.
We've seen a lot of those stories
where people have taken the PPP money and bought Lambos and all types of things. As a matter of fact, we've given them congratulations. You played yourself. Over the weekend, I saw there were definitely some big stories of arrests. People that pled guilty. People that are doing time for basically using government funds to go splurge.
Because the key thing here, too, is that they're promising this loan forgiveness. So it really feels like free money. Like, you tell them that you had a business. This is how much you're not making because of the COVID crisis. They give it to you, give you the loan, and then they'll forgive you, and you just live it.
No, but they forgive you if you use the money a certain way.
Right? Thank you. You have to use it for payroll. You have to pay people so they can continue.
And by the way, you can pay yourself, being able to pay their rent.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and you can.
You got to have a legitimate business, and they say you got to spend 60% on your payroll.
Right, because they want people to still be able to function. You know what I mean? Keep the businesses going, Shawnee. You can't just be like, I need a loan. Don't say it's a Shawnee. Shawnee didn't even take his PPP loan. Sorry, Shawnee. But I know a lot of people.
And word on the street is there's a lot of people, lenders, that are hooking you up and like, look, I could get you this $20K.
Nope. Don't do
you
it.
You just got to give me half. That's happening a lot.
Oh, for sure. But we talked about that on the air, Shawnee. Didn't we talk about that? Where I was like, yo, I know it's hot in the street right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people are starting. They're starting businesses.
Yep.
Claiming that they have a business.
Starting a business 3 months ago.
Right.
And trying to claim losses
for a PPP loan.
Yeah.
And,
let me tell you something.
And mind you, though. Mind you, everybody got to know. This government money you're taking, okay? It's public funds. This is taxpayer money. Okay? It goes into public record. Which means your name and the name of your company, your social, well, not your social security number, but the name of your company. I think you can go research the people who took the PPP loan.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
So Rosenberg, you were wondering what this is all about. Shawnee believes we'll take callers right now.
Okay.
Of people who know people or are people that took a PPP loan that they didn't need.
Right.
And got in trouble.
Made up a business or something. Because a lot of people are making up businesses and they're not legitimate. And that's how they get in court.
And you think they're going to call a radio station and tell on themselves?
That's what
I think so. I think so. They get the button or they play themselves. Well, you have a friend who did it.
Oh, so either they have to call the station and tell on themselves or somebody has to call up and tell on them.
And snitch. Right.
1-800-223-9797.
Shawnee, this is a terrible idea.
The snitch line is open.
the snitch line is open. We want to hear who gets the button.
No, I can't believe, Shawnee, that many people are doing this.
This was Shawnee's idea.
I mean,
Shawnee's snitch line.
Yo, it's starting. I'm just saying.
People are calling?
Yeah.
So what's the specific question is? Did you know someone who took a PPP loan that they did not need?
Right.
And my follow-up question is also, and what is the bullish business that you made up?
Right. Exactly.
I'm very curious about that, too.
The next question is, what cool stuff did you buy?
Right. Because you didn't allocate that money.
So now here's the other congrats. Let's say you did have a legitimate business. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say it was you were a barber, a hair salon, hosting clubs, doing clubs, whatever you were doing, but you weren't reporting a certain amount of your income. Mm-hmm. But then you asked for a PPP loan based on the income that you lost.
Right.
Mind you, you're telling on yourself because now you've asked for this government backup. They've given you the money. They're going to be tracking your funds and your spending.
Right.
Until they get this money back or until they give you loan forgiveness.
And the way they're kind of selling it is like, everybody got a stimulus check in 2020. They're like, this is just a stimulus check for
businesses. Who's selling it this way?
I'm hearing people. And somebody told me that too.
But not the government. The government's not selling it this way.
No.
The scammers are selling it.
The scammers are like, yo, it's just like a stimulus check for businesses. No, I'm like, this is a loan. This says loan. This doesn't say stimulus check. You know what I'm saying? Loans mean we want this money back.
Hello, you got to pay back.
And
this
as
is
Laura
terrible.
Said, you can't play with the IRS.
Do not.
Sorry, but today is tax day.
Oh, yeah.
Delay tax day. Correct.
Hey, y'all, for the first time in mad years, I paid my taxes on time. This might be the first time in legit 20 years.
Congrats.
I paid
my
taxes on time. No extension, no nothing.
Well, I mean, you kind of got an extension.
I could have got an extension, I didn't even want one.
Okay, so you paid on April 15th.
Well, no, on this date, I was going to pay on April 15th, but I was like, you know what, let me just wait until the date they, until the date
No,
they
it's still on time.
It's still on time. Because they gave the new date because of COVID. Shawnee, well, who we got on the line? Took the PPP loan or they know somebody?
The first person is Anonymous.
Of course they are. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hello?
You took the PPP loan, eh?
No. I did not take the PPP loan. No, I did not. But let me tell you that we have a few concerned citizens who decided to let everybody know that you can check up on them. And in my city, 7,035 people got PPE loans. They said their name, their address, and how much money they got. And the crazy thing about it was, a few of them live in public housing. So these people didn't have businesses, but now we have barbers. We've got people who are photographers now.
Oh, that's right.
All this stuff going on. 18,000 one person got, 20,000 because they literally
now, now wait, hold up, Anonymous. Hold up, Anonymous. So I know about, like, I saw people posting the list of people's names. Did you see that too?
7,035 people, and I'm not hating, but I'm hating. I'm hating that I was late to the jump on it.
Yeah, but you got to pay it back, though, if you can't.
Them scammers, let me tell you. They got them people doing the loan forgiveness, and you just picking them off
that. Yo, the hood is living off this.
Listen, I'm not mad. If you go ahead, do your thing. I'm just letting you know it says loan, and they going to be coming looking.
They coming.
If your name and address is up there, they coming and they looking. I don't
terrible
know.
Terrible idea. Just
gonna... I told them they live in public housing.
He's a banker.
That's even worse.
He's a banker.
Yeah.
If you live in public housing and your address is in public housing, which is federally subsidized, just took a PPP loan, bruh, the shakedown gonna come.
This is stressing me out.
Yeah, not me.
I'm jealous and I'm mad, but I'm not hating.
All right, bro. All right. Thank you, Anonymous. Thanks for calling.
All right.
We got Devin.
Devin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Devin, what'd you want to say this morning? You took a PPP loan?
Yo, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I took the PPP loan.
And then, and what did you say your business was?
I'm moving.
Like a moving company?
A mover?
Yes. My moving company is called 420movers.com. My 420movers. My name is Devin. My Instagram handle is the real 420, and I was taking a loan.
You want to keep rocking with that?
He was taking a loan. He's telling on himself. Go ahead, bro.
Okay.
I was saying that my moving company was making $50,000 a month.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I was getting. Okay. All that money, I was blowing it on my rap career. I'm trying to blow up.
Hang up on this dude. You think he's telling the truth?
Or I don't know what's going on.
I know.
He going to jail.
He can't be
He got to be lying. He got to be lying.
It has to.
Whether it's made up or not, the one thing that I did enjoy was the idea of a moving company called 420
Movers.
Like, you want a bunch of stoners trying to carry your stuff out of your apartment. That was the one thing I wanted.
Yes. I didn't believe him.
So we got a banker who processes PPP loans, and we have a baby daddy story.
Well, I want the banker. Hello, banker.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You process PPP loans. What are you seeing out here?
So I work with businesses that specifically matters, but like middle market type businesses, talking anywhere from 50 to 100 million in revenue on an annual basis. Now, that being said, the individuals who own these businesses are still, at the end of the day, just, you know, it could be Ebro's Company, Inc., and it's a legit business. But to the point that Laura made earlier, you as Ebro and Company CEO still get paid a salary through that company, right?
That's right.
So the scam that people are running, and I don't know if I want to call it a scam, but I mean, I also don't want to get it twisted to tell everybody, yeah, all these people are going to get caught. If you're a fool like this 420 guy or some of these other folks who are, you know, don't have their stuff together, you're going to get busted. Easy. Those people are going to get caught up. You know who's not going to get caught up, though, is the white collar criminals who know what they're doing and know how to run it through the business properly.
Those people are
legit. You're running your company as Ebro Inc., and Ebro is the CEO. And he makes $100,000 a year.
This is when it sucks to have your name on the show. He keeps saying my name like I took a PPP loan. So you don't stop playing with my name, bro. I ain't take no PPP.
Keep my name out your
mouth. I'll come work for you, man. All right, now go ahead.
When it comes time for forgiveness, all you got to do is demonstrate that your W-2 tax portion of what you've expensed on during that period of time, from like the point of acceptance of the loan, roughly March 2020 until April 2021, that you spent X dollars on rent, which you're going to do. I mean, that's where it's free rent. You're going to you're going to pay part of it on that.
That's right.
It's a number of qualified items, but inclusive among them is your salary.
That's right.
So I mean, how is that any different? It's just that you're cleaner because you've had the business going, and you know.
And also for people who had an incorporation already set up, this is a. You know, if you had a side business, it is to what Shani said earlier. It is a stimulus package, right. But you have to use the money the right way and track it because they are going to come looking.
Correct. Yeah, there's a validation process for when you apply for forgiveness that you submit papers to the bank, and then the banks that we say, to the best of our knowledge, this information is accurate and correct, and then we send that on to the SBA. And the SBA, the Small Business Administration, who oversaw this distribution of the funds, turns around and says, okay, we accept it, we don't, or we got questions. And if you're a bozo, like some of these people that are just like basically sole proprietorship type situation, they're coming for you because this wasn't a stimmy for, you know, the average man. This is a stimmy for the corporate entities that were already established and have their ducks in a row. And it's the same thing like we usually see. Like the money is going to get, the money will get distributed, but it's always this reverse vortex of the funds going upward. It's a trickle up effect that, you know, we're led to believe it's going to trickle down. No, it's getting pocketed and it's getting done legitimately and legally to your point that you have to demonstrate, you know, the and validate that you've distributed the funds appropriately in accordance with what the requirements are. But anybody could say, yes, COVID impacted me. Basically, the question on the application was, was your business negatively impacted in 2020 by the epidemic?
And everybody.
Anybody and everybody can answer, say yes to that question.
But you just got to have, you got to, listen, if you took a PPP loan or you took one of these scams in the hood where they were like, yo, we'll start you a, we'll backdate you an incorporation or whatever the hustle was and get you a PPP. Keep your paperwork together.
Yeah.
Keep your, thanks, banker.
Thank you.
That's banker the guy. Banker right there.
Yo, spitting. And now the baby daddy situation to wrap this whole thing up, because this is going to be
a doozy.
This is a... Hold up. This is Betsy.
Betsy, good morning.
Turn your radio down, Betsy.
Good morning, guys.
Betsy, who took a PPP loan and how bad was it?
Lord, my baby daddy took a PPP loan. So the thing is, he lives in Puerto Rico, so our house in Puerto Rico is paid off. He don't have no bills in Puerto Rico. He took $16,000 and bought a boat.
Ooh, wow. How's he going to write that off as a business expense? And are you calling up here to snitch on your baby daddy because you're mad that he out there living in Puerto Rico
and
on
lastly,
a boat?
And lastly, I don't know much about boats, but was it a rowboat?
Not at all. No, it wasn't. So his business that he has is like he fixes cars and stuff. I don't know how he's going to incorporate a boat into it. That's just like his hobby.
Well, because he lives on an island and he had to get to other islands to help fix cars. So that was his transportation. Boom.
Unless he's doing like a whole tour thing. I don't know.
I just figured it out. Now, if you calling up here to hate on your baby daddy because he got a boat in Puerto Rico and you up here in New York.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well said.
Are you hating?
No, hell no, I'm not hating. He can live his life.
You want to ride on that boat?
Let him live his life.
Hey, yo, wake up. Ebro in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Styles and Rosenberg, get it?
You got $15,000 and I ain't getting no money for this kid? Right. And you on a boat in Puerto Rico?
Right. Now, I've definitely seen
people man.
Like, yo, I got it. It's all forgiven. And with them Cancun pictures on the beach. Like,
no, Shani.
Business
horrible.
Trip. Business trip.
Yo, some of the people that have gotten busted, they use their Instagrams to bust them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's so stupid.
But I'm here for it because it's highly entertaining. Definitely here for it.
Call us.
Yo, let's
get
to the gurus right now. Shani Culture.
Hey, yo, what's up with the gurus? Shani Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura at gmail.com, where we shine the light on your problems. The squad gets together to burn some sage, bring some peace. Breathing exercises as we try to guide you to a better place. Rosenberg, who's in need of our help?
Well, first of all, I'd like to remind everyone of that email address again, thegurulaura@gmail.com.
That's right.
Loud, man, we had a doozy on Friday. That, go back and listen to the podcast if you haven't heard it. It was a delight. So, Johnny, cue the boring music.
Stop saying that. No one says that.
Shout out to Africa.
All right. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Hi. I just wanted your opinion on what to do about a racist comment that one of my superiors said to me. You already shouldn't be even saying the word superior.
Talk about it.
Yesterday, we were speaking of Juneteenth and whether or not we are off work, etc.
Black.
I said to her, it is a state holiday, and our company, which is a huge company, it should acknowledge it. So therefore, if we choose to work, we should get paid time and a half, etc. After I told her this, she replied like this. I don't celebrate that day. I mean, you don't celebrate my day, so why would I celebrate yours? I am so bothered by her comment, and I'm unsure if that alone is enough to me for me to report her to her superior. Help, guys.
What's her holiday?
That was my
question. Yeah, I was like, what do you mean you don't celebrate mine? Which one?
What is it?
I think our writer is a little oversensitive on the topic because it doesn't feel that deep to me. I mean, it's things I could be like, yo, I don't celebrate that holiday. You know what I'm saying? So why I got to celebrate?
Maybe. But this, Sean, it could be Yom Kippur. Right, but the way Rosenberg read it, it sounded like, you know, it was condescending. It was like I don't know if it was done that way because we weren't there, but Juneteenth, for everyone listening, is the day coming up, June 19th, is the day the slaves who built this country's economy with their free labor were freed from bondage under the government's law. The Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, it was the last liberated state, June 19th, in Texas. Liberated state to still be holding on to slaves. And last year, Trump, I think, made it, during the protest, an official holiday.
I don't think Trump did that, but yes, it was a thing that happened.
Last year, right?
It's not a national holiday.
It's not? It's was made last year. They made it official.
I don't think it's a national holiday.
It's not an observed government day off holiday.
It is in New York State, though. It's a holiday in New York State, state by state. But the point being is, if somebody was like, yo, I don't celebrate Juneteenth, you don't celebrate my day. That's what the lady wrote in the letter. That's offensive. If that tone is correct.
But here's my question, though. Before we even get to the tone, this is a superior at her job, right? Mm-hmm. Should you actually be entitled to time and a half or anything like that if you work on this holiday? Is that what that means by it being a state holiday? Because that is relevant to the conversation.
No, because it's state holidays don't apply to private businesses.
Got
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, your business would have had to say, the company would have had to say, like, Apple, it's a holiday at Apple. People get off work. This June 18th, people will have the day off.
So your boss is an a-hole.
Right.
Because if they're not observing it at your job, then of course the appropriate answer would be, hey, we're not observing it as a company, but we encourage you to celebrate it however you'd like, whatever you need to do, blah, blah, blah. But to just say, that is just so unprofessional. Before you even get to the bigotry of it, it's just so unprofessional to be like, I don't celebrate your holiday. You don't celebrate my holiday. What kind of leader is this?
Right.
And what was the full context of the conversation? I don't think she should go over her head just yet. If this is the first thing, you don't want to go to your boss's boss and be like, you know, she made me feel
uncomfortable. Well, you can just be like, yo, the way you responded to Juneteenth was offensive to me.
Yeah.
I ain't like it.
Talk to her directly before you go over her head.
And if you want to be slightly petty and just to keep an eye on things, you could send it in email form. So you are documenting that an interaction happened that you didn't like, but you don't
That's
have
smart.
To take it. But you don't have to take it to the next level.
That's right.
Like, you could just send her an email like, hey, we had a conversation the other day about Juneteenth, and you responded blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know that that hurt my feelings. I didn't like that.
That's clean.
And now you're putting it on
clean.
Your I don't want to keep saying superior, the person above you at work.
Yeah.
You're putting it on them to then do the right thing. And then, if they want to act up, you got the email with the proof and the date and everything.
There you go.
Then you go over their head.
Bow.
There's only three states that don't recognize Juneteenth holiday: North Dakota, South Dakota, and Hawaii. Yo, Hawaii, what are you doing? We expect this from North Dakota and South Dakota.
But at this point,
I expect this from you.
All the other states recognize it as a holiday? At this point, you're saying?
According to what Rasan wrote, yes.
Like Tennessee?
Well, according
to. No shade, Tennessee, but you know.
Now, that doesn't mean that they give people time off. That's they just recognize the day.
Or yeah, I don't know if anyone's doing time off or time and a half yet.
New York State is.
They're doing off?
We are?
Off. New York State. The government, like state buildings.
Are closed.
Are, according to what I read, are closed. And I asked de Blasio about city buildings, and he said, yes, certain city buildings will be closed to acknowledge Juneteenth. But that it falls on a Saturday, so I don't know if they're doing it on the Monday or the Friday. But nonetheless, for anybody that can hear my voice right now, all of the benefits financially that this country has is because of slave labor and cheap labor. So there is no way around for you to tell me you don't acknowledge it and celebrate it, because you acknowledge it and celebrate all the upside of this country.
Every day when you walk
every
down
the
street. Every day. So, last year was my first year observing Juneteenth. You know, I enjoyed myself thoroughly. It's a real reason to celebrate for all good Americans.
Yeah, it was especially big last year because of the protest. It was the last day of full emancipation, because prior to June 19th, there were still slaves legal in this country.
Well, there were still remaining slaves in that one spot in Texas, and that was the very end right then.
Right
there. That was Galveston, right?
Galveston.
I believe so, yeah. They just didn't know. So I love this response, Rosenberg. I think you hit it right in the head, and I think she should definitely email and let her know. Just protect yourself, have a little record of the situation, but not take it overboard.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure she's gonna want to talk to you about it, and you can have that conversation and let her know how you felt, and maybe you guys can come to a nice little educational experience of some sort.
Keep it casual in the email, because things get twisted in translation when you're reading it. So. You can keep the tone cool so that you don't create a hostile work environment. But like you said, documented. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, documented. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles, what's popping?
Coming up in Flashing Lights Report, I'll let you know what movie Chance the Rapper wants to reboot. And he actually spoke to us about this, so I'll give you some details. It's a very famous cult classic. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. You got it right here with the squad, man. We appreciate y'all locking in, bro.
Squad.
Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
You ready for the flashing light? And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So Chance the Rapper has plans on rebooting Home Alone. So he appeared remotely on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, where he talked about some of his upcoming movies. And that's where he mentioned it. But guys, he actually talked about it with us first.
I remember that.
Show.
And I will also say this on you guys' show, because it's in the works. I want to write and direct the Black Home Alone, because we don't have one yet. And we should, and it should be filmed in Chicago, just like it was written in Chicago.
Facts.
Chicago, John Hughes. I have the script up here. I just need a little bit of kashish. Just a little bit. I don't got to be in the movie.
There's a movie company watching this right now. They're ready to go.
Yeah,
especially after they see your directorial debut.
Damn, we didn't get no credit for this. He said it on our show first.
It happens, Laura. You haven't got used to it. That's what we do, man. Our listeners know.
Used to it now.
Wow.
For the people. But by the way, that was a tough conversation for me, because that was right after we found out that he had never seen Vacation and didn't know Chevy Chase as Clark Griswold at all.
Mm.
That was
hopefully he's done his done the knowledge at this point.
Because I pictured him. I think Chance is so funny. I could have seen him playing the dad in a goofy holiday movie like that.
Yeah, I could see. That's a good one, Rosemary, because I could see it happening also.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation. Like, and by the way, one doesn't preclude the other. He could be part of a Home Alone reboot, and then and be part of a Christmas Vacation reboot. Good for Chance, man.
That's tight.
Chevy Chance.
Chevy Chance.
Chancey and Chase.
And also, guys, so J. Cole got to play his first professional basketball game over the weekend. We saw videos floating around social media. And his team, the Patriots, ended up beating
the Rwandan Patriots.
Yes, the Rwandan Patriots ended up winning 83-60.
I normally hate the Patriots. Not the Rwanda.
Not the Rwanda, Patriots, though. No. That's your squad.
That's the squad.
Shout out to Africa.
Yo, Shawnee, by the way, I do appreciate that it's 2021, and the song that we have to play in the background for this is Curtis Blow Basketball.
Yo, he needs to do a remix, because what other rapper has spoke about a whole song in terms of basketball?
You think J. Cole, who just dropped maybe the album of the year, certified, Ebro already called it a certified classic.
Yeah, a premature classic call. I made it.
Do you think that he's going to come out with basketball? I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
I think he should. I think he should.
I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. It's basketball with Mr. J. Cole.
Yo, I'm just happy he made his foul shots, man. You know what I'm saying?
Johnny, he only made one foul shot.
He made it. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're out there by yourself. You get this one shot. You don't want to break that. He looked good.
Wait, by yourself?
Made a layup?
What are you talking about? There was a whole team out there with him.
No, they was on the other side of the court.
Yeah, that's...
He was down there. He had to do his free throw shot, and he got it in.
Yo, Sean, you sound like a regular Bob Costas over there.
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, how many times we see when Shaquille O'Neal was standing there, and it just would never go in? It felt like
he was a horrible free throw shooter.
Yeah.
Yo, this basketball update, Sports Center with Shawnee Culture.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, normally when I'm watching basketball players like Shaquille O'Neal, you know,
they miss free throws sometimes, and some people make free throws sometimes.
Sucks, guys. So ABC has canceled 50 Cent series for life after three seasons.
I like that series, man.
Me too.
So it wasn't for life. You're saying it wasn't for life. It was just for three seasons.
It wasn't.
Me too. I thought 50 came out.
Were into it.
Well, that's what he said. He's like, look, 50 put out a statement. He's like, look, I'm in no way bitter at ABC for not renewing for life for a third season. ABC has been nothing but supportive of our show, championed it from the start. So I won't have you bad-mouthing them. He's like, I could just tell you firsthand. He just says that the live audience numbers didn't reflect and equal the social media attention. So, because, you know, I saw everybody tweeting about it and posting about it, but...
Well, you know, that is a lesson. That is a lesson that Ebro has long talked about, which is the social media attention, because social media is your own bubble. It can make you believe that something's absolutely on fire. And that doesn't necessarily reflect how many TVs are being turned on, because to get renewed on a network show, you need huge numbers.
I think you got to be in the millions, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Rock, his show Young Rock got picked up for a second season. This is The Rock, the biggest, maybe the biggest actor in the world right now, or biggest action star.
Personality, whatever.
The Rock, with all his hundreds of millions on social media, and I love his show. It took till the last week of the season before NBC renewed Young Rock.
Wow.
Because it was at like 1.7 million a week, something like that. They expect big numbers for network shows. So that's mature at 50, and he knows where the long-term bag is. He's not going to, for all the people 50's going to flip on, it ain't going to be ABC television.
Right.
He's good.
And 50 has so many good projects in the works, too. He'll be all right.
He probably was like, don't worry about it, ABC. Let me turn my attention to Young Buck.
That's your flashing light trip. Well, the time is 8:55. Today's a high of 73 degrees. Alternate site parking rules are suspended.
I mean, 50 does like to take his random shots at people on the socials.
Yo, shout to Elizabeth, New Jersey, which had a march in support of Palestinian people over the weekend. And shout to all the Jewish people that showed up in solidarity.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, you sent me a picture. That was really dope.
Yeah, and, you know, whether it be Orthodox, Hasidic Jews, and just regular old Jewish folk who showed up in solidarity to support Palestinian people here in the United States. I wish the same thing was going on in Israel. And I'm sure there is some going on, but there's also a lot of, you know, basically the military tearing up, what is that, the West Bank.
Now think about it, though. We're not going to see the people who are together in solidarity on this. You know, just like during the protests here, not to compare the situations, wildly different. But we saw people clashing in terrible moments. We didn't see how all the beautiful, peaceful moments, that just doesn't get shown the same way. I'm sure there are a lot of people in solidarity that we're not seeing. At least I'd hope so.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Get up, wake that ass up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The number one morning show in New York City.
Lead it. Hot 97.
Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Fire, fire!